Hello, and thank you everyone for inviting me here to Rome. My name is Jeppe. I work in the city of Copenhagen on the subject of climate adaptation. I just want to say I'm really, really tired. I've slept 2 hours. I haven't got my luggage. So it has been quite a challenge and a test of my personal resilience building capacity. But hopefully I will be able to run you through some of the issues in Copenhagen. It is very difficult to explain everything that we have been doing for 3 years or more in Copenhagen in relation to climate change adaptation. So I will promise you 3 things. It might be unstructured, it might be chaotic, but I hope I will show you some of the enthusiasm and the happiness and the joy of working with these issues in spite of actually the really, what you can say, the seriousness of the topic. So just Copenhagen in brief, near the same size as Rotterdam, a bit smaller, but we expect to increase a bit. In 2011, or actually in 2009, we began saying, like, you are here, shouldn't we make some kind of resilience plan? Shouldn't we make a climate change adaptation plan? We looked into cities as Rotterdam and New York and London, and just, you know, it was more of a theoretically or analyzing situation. But in August 2011, the plan was finished and approved by the government or the city administration. But it actually was done just a few months before that. What you know is that the weather is changing. Sorry, I have to push the button. So it's difficult to see there and here at the same time. So our immediate threat is definitely rain. Yeah. So we have like three that this. This analysis show shift, please. That we have like several impacts. We will have a risk of heat waves, which is a less one. We will have a risk of storm surge from the ocean, and we definitely will have a risk of rain, which we know from the analysis from the IPCC, the International Panel of Climate Change, the UN panel. But we also have experienced that for some times. We made a calculation, and what is a calculation? It's a probability times the expected cost of damage. So, and as you can see here, the sea level, the seawater, it will not be like really dramatically for the first 30 years or so. But the red line is the risk calculation of rain, which is actually growing quite fast every year. And it shows that the possibility of damage costs is quite huge. This is a risk map showing, you can see like the red dots is where there's really a severe risk. And you will also know that I would think there's no risk here. That's not true. It's just another municipality, and they didn't pay the bill for the consulting company. So, but afterwards, we have collaborated with them. So now we also have RiskMat, including this municipality of Frederiksberg, which is in relation to Rome, would be like some kind of the Vatican or something, a city within the city, and they cannot get water outside without going through Copenhagen. But what really is our story is not what the risk calculation is, it's pure experience. The 2nd of July 2011, it began raining, like you have rain outside there. It didn't seem to be a big issue, but it was. So this was during the night. You can just press the buttons. You saw this picture, that picture. This is not normal in Copenhagen. And as you can see here, this is our emergency group. They don't know where to pump the water. They just pump the water around in circles, no idea how to get it away. So this was the first sort of experience that we really need to do something. Just to show you that, you know, we don't really notice in if we don't experience it. This is quite a trouble. You can see here, I imagine here down there in these things here, you have electrical installations. And if you see there, if there's a really heavy flooding, you will have a water flowing out here. You will have all this building without electricity in a few minutes. This is a severe risk and something that you have to be aware of. You have flooding of basements there. I won't risk my car to be in there because it's quite difficult to get up afterwards. And you can see here, it's I don't know why people actually are driving in this, but they do. So, and actually, the pictures from there, we have three severe rain events. So can you go back? One. This is from 2nd of July. This is from last year. So this is just not one event. It's several events during 4 years. And now we look into some really, really severe risk. Nobody actually died in Copenhagen, but when I show it to some Chinese people, say, we know that people disappear. So that's true. And you can see here it's quite a problem. So what you need to do, you have to have these hinged manholes, so they will open and they will work as a sign, also like a warning sign, when it's not water opening this, it's air. Like before the water, it's pumping air, and it put a heavy pressure on the sewage system, making it collapse. Just some pictures showing that I'm not just telling a story, it's for true. Just continue. This is a modeling. I don't know, I guess some of you are pretty familiar with Mike Flood or other kind of hydraulic models. So this shows just in where you expect the water to go. And we have some kind of reality check here. This is the same road, so we know now that the model is actually true. Just to put some other numbers on this, we had like 150 millimeters of rain within 2 hours. We have damage costs around 1 billion euros, one event. I repeat, 1 billion euros in one rain event. So this was quite a problem. And just, yeah, no, let's keep up, let's get, no, the next one, no, the other way, the next one, yeah. Just to say, what is actually happening now? It's not just a matter of money, it's also a matter of really security or safety. When you have this flooding, we have our emergency service. They were lifted up by the fire department on tables to secure the 911 was able to function. The emergency generators from the hospitals were also like 2 centimeters to collapsing, which if it had happened, we would not be able to transport all the sick people. The emergency system would be out of function. And it didn't happen, but it could have had happened if there was just a few millimeters more of rain. So this is actually really, really a big problem. Okay, so I heard a lot, maybe not here today, but normally I heard about, are we really sure that this will happen in the future? Or will it be more rain? Will it be drought? Will it be heat? Will it be cold? We don't know, and we don't give a shit anymore because we actually, it's not a matter of will the climate change? It's a matter of that we actually know that this is the new normal in Copenhagen. So we say to hell with uncertainties, and this is one of the key messages for you. Also, it make like a really high political attention, like 10% of the Danish population live in Copenhagen. So it actually, someone is calling this like a funding event. So, or we call it the money rain while working in the Department of Planning. Normally it's really, really difficult to get money to plan or investigate into climate change. But this was quite helpful. So I will go on to the sort of the solutions. So we had the climate change adaptation plan, then we had the rain, then we had political attention, and they asked us to do our cloudburst plan or water management plan, which would be a better translation. So this plan said that we cannot accept this situation. We have to change our service level. We have to protect the city at least up to 100 years rain. So, and we're not alone. We also have, I think you have the same in Rome. You have a publicly owned utility company, but they actually work as a private company. So we have to collaborate really close with the utility company. And for making this plan, we form project groups of the municipality, private consultants, and the utility company, and some input from the universities also. Just want to have a time check. Message from my wife. No, yeah, just continue. Yeah, no, this is really important. Sorry, this is in Danish. I had this morning, there was one guy saying, I represent the citizens. What is our role in this? Is it only like planning or high-level expert who can put input into this? And this is just to show you. Oh, oops. That's you. I don't know. Does it work? No, all these dots up there shows information from public or citizens saying, up there you can see, this is an address. We had a flooding coming through the basement and the toilet. If you need more information, please contact this person on this. So this is actual citizen information, which is really, really important. Now we have to speed up. Just to show, how do we do then? This is the sort of the basis of the analysis. This is the whole city. This is on district level. This is on block level. And this is on street level. And we did all these analyses following the natural roads of the water. I promised unstructured and chaos, didn't I? So just to say, we are trying to put a new infrastructure into the city, handling the water on the surface. Please continue and continue. So, but it's not really, it's quite difficult to handle a whole city in one plan. And I guess that will be the same in Rome. So we split up the city in water catchment areas, not in like municipal areas. You see, we still have this city in the city. So for each of these areas, we made a specific plan, sort of taking local considerations into things into consideration. This is a very flat area. This is a more hilly area. This is a harbor area, and so on. So for each area, we have a separate plan. Please. And just to show you, I'm not the one who has to decide in my city. Unfortunately, and by luck, we also have politicians, and they actually like to decide. So we need to put up some different options, also to the political level. There might be one single really good technical solution, but we live in a democracy and stuff like that, so we have to put different solutions so also that the politician has a say on this. Continue. This is just to show you the different systems. I guess you have the same in Rotterdam. You have retention, you have delay, and you have direct transport. So, and now I want to show you some of the benefits in pictures. This is a project proposal which is actually decided on this morning. I got a mail by the politicians this morning. This will be reality in a few years. Next one. Next one. This is another project showing how can we use the roads to transport water and at the same time have like really nice area. The one confusing thing here is that people are not walking around like happy faces in the rain, but it works a bit when you're trying to convince the broader public. But in a way, it's quite a problem that we a bit of a cheating because we're not happy running around in rain, but sometimes it's strong in illustrations. One other example, which is like our wonderful example, using an existing leg as a retention basin instead of making a gray solution, which will cost more than double. This will be like when it's dry. And this is what it could look like in the rain. You have some idea of the water squares from Amsterdam, and I, be honest, we got some inspiration from them also. Continue. This is actually, just to show, it's not only drawings. This is actually a construction, the first project, which is finished, and we will continue every year with around 16 projects a year, I expect. 15 minutes, and I will go 2 minutes more. Yeah. So just to, we actually have a system, or we have an area creating which is newly built, and it was born with a separate sewer system, and this area wasn't flooded in either of the events, just to show that you can actually construct yourself out of this, as you know. Another example, just continue. One really important issue here is, like, this is a 70s pictures of the harbor. It was really run down, but some visionary planner said, shouldn't we put in a lot of money in cleaning the harbor so that we could be able to swim in it? And I think this is one of the really key issues related to politicians now, because nowadays we have clean waters in the harbor. Just continue. And now the harbor looked like this, and the value of closing all the sewage outlets, it's easily or nothing compared to the property value, which has increased by thousands percent or more. Going on. Okay, this is really important political stuff. This is the basic calculation. This show, if we made a pure gray solution, it wouldn't be worth the money. We could take the incidents better than invest. But if we do like combined solutions, we will have a surplus around €1 billion. Though this graph shows it's good money to make combined solutions instead of only gray solutions. It's not a matter of green or gray, it's a matter of combination. Just continue. And continue and continue, because I am out of time. So, just continue. Yeah, one more. Okay, we have just one thing. Actually, I brought a lot of materials written because I knew I wasn't able to explain all of this for you in this time. But it's flying around somewhere in Europe. But hopefully, it will come back to the resilience officer, and he will be able to distribute it afterwards. But just to sum up, I guess you have all the same in your posters here. There is a lot of conflicts in this, and it's not something that you will solve in 1 second. Just to be aware that there is all this tension between, like, long-term, short-term, environment, flood protection, problem solution, integration, separation, holistic separation, and stuff like that. So, hopefully, yeah, next one. So this is the key matches, and I will stop after this, promise. Climate change is, you know, cities are leading this. All of them, when you go into the climate adaptation resilience branch, you will experience, I will not be the last from Copenhagen you hear, for sure. And definitely, you will hear about New Orleans, you will hear about New York, you will hear about the other places who actually had these critical events. Because when you have this, awareness is raised and you will be leading a development. So my last message is, take action now, it's not too late. And the next one. Thank you for attention. And sorry for the confusion, but hopefully you got some of the idea.